separately, we noted that the Rambam has a chiddush in Hilchos Tanios. It's called Tanios, even though that's on some level the Derabbanan, and that's the Midaraisa. V'harayosem, the Rambam says three times, possibly four times, that Midaraisa v'harayosem v'chatzotros v'eisara means trua and za'aka, right? Sort of emerging, which is a very important theme of Shofar, you see where I'm going, of the chatzotros with the actual tefillah. Allah Elokim b'sirua Hashem b'kol shofar u'bameh b'shofar, right? That the shofar, in this case the chatzotros, sort of are the vehicle, sort of the rocket booster to sort of carry the tefillos on high. Now that's all on the deraisa level. Then the Rambam says, davar zemi darchei atshuvahu. Right, this is all, you know, a critical part of tshuva. You don't want to be an achzar and not take responsibility for your actions so that you continue to suffer. What you want to be is merachim, in this case, merachim on yourself. So to facilitate this entire, you know, sense, the rabbis established that there should be tanios in conjunction with this, right? The tanis is midivrei sofrim. It's an expansion of the araisa, a nature of the day. So it's not a pure rabbinic enactment, but the Torah never said that you have to fast, right? Yom Kippur, the Torah says, V'nisim es nafsho seichem. It's really interesting because there it's not so much the fasting that's the point, but we'll talk about it. We already talked about it a little bit last week, the Shvisa, and that seems to be the point. So that's where we are right now. So if you take a look here in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, this is in the back of the first page, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Ya'el Pashut. This is a view that we reject, a view of the Tanakhama. Upfiv mitzupe zahav. It's not an issue of in kategor nasa sanegor because it's not the coal itself. The coal is bifnim dami. You can't use a shofar shel para, but as long as it's not b'makom hanachas apaz, considered external. Shtei chatzotzos min atzadin, shofar marich v'chatzotzos mekatzos mitzvot hayom b'shofar. V'tanios b'shel zacharim kfufim, right? The shofars that you would use on tanios have to be bent. Ufihen mitzupe chesef, you do kesef, again, because as we'll see, the mitzvot hayom is b'chatzotzos, and when it comes to chatzotzos, asei lecha shtei kesef, right? So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, "B'Rosh Hashanah token b'shal zacharim," meaning it should be bent. Rosh Hashanah again, the dominant theme would be pachad. Over yovelos b'shal ye'elim, we'll talk about some of the important distinctions between yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So basically, what everybody understood, whether you're the Tanakhama, whether you're Rabbi Yehuda, Levi quoted in the Gemara, is that the structure of the shofar should be representative of sort of the nature of the day, right? The more bent that you think it is, the more the emphasis is on trua and on pachad, and sivrei chaim, sivrei mesim, suchim lefanov. The more that you think it's pashut, the more the theme is, let's say, malchios, and a sense of the triumphant nature of the day, hayom haras olam, etc., etc. So again, what you see here in this Mishnah, and this will just be our focus for today before we begin to take it even further. So here we have, you know, what's not stated in the Mishnah, but is noted in by all the commentaries in the Gemara itself, that here we're talking about Shofar Shel Mikdash. And in Shofar Shel Mikdash, the principle is, B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar, hariyu lifnei ha-melech Hashem. That, again, in the Beis HaMikdash, the shofar, on Rosh Hashanah has to be tempered by the chatzotzos. That's my formulation. And on tanios, the chatzotzos, right, the mitzvah sayom bechatzotzos, they have to be tempered by shofar. So what's this all about? So I wanted to leave you today with the following theory. I can't prove it, but this is the way that I look at it. Why is it dafka in the Beis HaMikdash that you can never have shofaros l'chud or chatzotzos l'chud? Why is that? So let's start with the lower hanging fruit. So when it comes to tanios, right, we know that the use of the chatzotros is a sense of desperation. But we know that when it comes to the mikdash, there's a din of usmachtam lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. The mikdash always has a dialectic to it. On the one hand, mikdash yitiro. On the other hand, usmachtam lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Right, that the mikdash is the place of our greatest sense of yira. We have a sense of trepidation in the mikdash, but we also have a sense of enormous simcha in the mikdash. So it could be that on tanios, what you want to do is, especially when you have the chatzotzos, which are representative of a terrible sense of yira, you have to balance that yira out specifically in the Beis HaMikdash with the trua. With the shofar, rather, we talk about the Rav's approach to shofar, Hashem Elokavimo, Usruas Melech Bo, from the language of Reus. that the shofar represents the closeness between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, right? On the other end of the spectrum, you know, when it's the day of Rosh Hashanah itself and you sound the shofar, and especially according to the Tanakhama, that it's Shal Ya'el Pashut, right? That the triumphant spirit of the day comes through. So what's going to help you convey that sense of Yira, which is so essential for the Beis HaMikdash? The shofar alone is not going to do it. So what's going to be needed? That's where you need the Chatzotros to integrate on the other side, because the Chatzotros in the Beis HaMikdash will be reflective, in this case, of the sense of Pachad, the sense of Achisavah, Melchama, Biaretzacham. So just a suggestion again, why it is in the Beis HaMikdash you always need Chatzotros v'kol shofar, is that each one plays a balancing role. So when it's a mitzvah sayom b'chatzotros, the shofar gives you the sense of Turas Melech Bo. When it's mitzvah sayom b'shofar, the chatzotros give you a sense of a sense of Achisavah, Melchama, Biaretzacham, Alatzar. So it could be that the chatzotzos and the shofar really have balancing effects. Now, where we're going to go from here is to talk about this gzeirah shavah that's mentioned in the Mishnah of shavah hayovel Rosh Hashanah. Remember, the Torah never describes Rosh Hashanah as such. The Torah never says that there's a uses of a shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The shofar never actually discusses the mitzvah of blowing. The shofar just says Yom Teruah or Zichron Teruah. So what we're going to be doing starting tomorrow, and again going into next week already, in the Rambam, is to discuss exactly this point. What exactly is the mitzvah of shofar? Is some machlokas between the Rambam and some other Mefarshim, including perhaps Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps some of the other Monei HaMitzvos, Sismak, and we'll contrast Yovel within the Rambam to Rosh Hashanah within the Rambam, and then we'll come back at the end to our original question, which is the question of the Magen Mishnah. Why did the Rambam integrate Chatzotros? But to figure out this question about Chatzotros, you have to understand, I think, something first about the shofar. And if you can understand the duality of the shofar, you might be able to understand why the Rambam felt the need to integrate Chatzotros, Tkia versus Trua, Yom Simcha versus Yom Tzara, into one singular mitzvah. Okay, so hold it up here, and God willing, we'll continue tomorrow with the Lashonos of the Rambam when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and when it comes to Yovel.